This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Businesses along Broad Street are either embracing Friday's Eagle celebration or they're closing their doors for the day. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Many of the major bank branches and small restaurants on South Broad are closing for the parade, but some businesses are seizing the moment. At Insomnia Cookies at Broad and Chestnut, the doors will be open, says sales director Laura Carroll.
We're super excited. It's also Valentine's Day, our biggest day of the year, so we're going to be stacked with staff. We're really excited to give warm cookies to everybody.
The city is advising businesses to bring portable and non-fixed objects inside. Carroll says that shouldn't be an issue.
We're not super concerned. We're going to have plenty of security. Plenty of staff. We're lucky because our door's on the side and not facing Broad Street, so we get a little bit of protection there. And we pivot quickly. We have plenty of people.
Carol says Insomnia has posters up and down Broad Street letting parade goers know they're open for business. The message from SEPTA as it gets ready for the Eagles victory parade: please be patient.
You're going to have wait times exceeding an hour, hour and a half to get on a train.
SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says there will be express service, but only a limited number of stations will be open along the Market, Frankfurt, Broad Street, and regional rail lines. There are some adjustments to New Jersey Transit's operations as well, and transit officials say there is a strict no-drinking policy for all buses and trains. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty.
New Jersey Transit says there will be increased police presence all day, and there is a strictly enforced policy of no drinking, alcohol or not, on all buses and trains. Officials say any sort of disorderly or drunken behavior will not be tolerated. Buses will run on a normal schedule until 8 a.m. After that, there will be just one drop-off at 6th and Race and departures from 7th and Market, and this will remain in place until 7 o'clock when things go back to normal. The River Line will be running with extra buses to accommodate more riders.
And the Atlantic City Line is adding an extra train inbound at 7:35 and an extra train outbound at 3:54, plus some extra cars to trains to increase capacity. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is suing several federal agencies in the wake of the White House freezing federal funding. KYW Matt Coughlin explains.
Multiple court orders have been issued to unfreeze federal funding, yet state agencies across Pennsylvania are unable to access nearly $1.2 billion allocated to them. Governor Josh Shapiro is now suing the U.S. Department of the Interior, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Office of Management and Budget. Shapiro's office says despite efforts in Congress and court rulings, the funds remain inaccessible. Shapiro says the federal government has broken a contract worth billions of dollars, dollars used for public health, home energy costs, safe, clean water, and creating jobs. The freeze is the result of the Trump administration's executive orders freezing federal funds, which Shapiro says is unconstitutional.
Shapiro argues several state departments are impacted, among them the Departments of Environmental Protection, Conservation and Natural Resources, Transportation and Community and Economic Development. Valentine's Day often brings with it relationship issues and can bring on depression. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with a couples counselor about setting expectations too high.
If you're showing love and care and concern for someone every day, the impact of Valentine's Day is really very minimal.
That's Jill Lamar, a licensed professional counselor at ThriveWorks in Philadelphia. She says this is exactly what everyone should keep in mind, since the expectations behind Valentine's Day tend to drive resentment in relationships. She says one of the most important things couples should do is have a conversation about what it means to feel loved.
For some people, the things that are associated with Valentine's Day, it's not really what they're looking for. These are just kind of the trappings associated with love in our society.
75% of therapists surveyed say they see a spike in loneliness among their single clients. Lamar says that has a lot to do with dating apps and other forms of social media.
Comparison almost always leads to unhappiness. We very rarely compare ourselves with those whose lifestyles aren't attractive to us. So we're always coming up short.
She says to treat and celebrate yourself with or without friends, and don't idolize what a relationship should look like. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.